The University of Arizona this month hosted military veterans as part of the National Warrior Scholar Project. It's described as a college prep academic boot camp for enlisted military vets who want to go back to college. The group partners with 12 universities across the country, including U of A. Sid Ellington is the executive director of the Warrior Scholar Project. And Sid, what are the veterans learning about during their sessions?
What the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines learn is really threefold. Firstly, we teach what we're going to call strategic level skills, but that's your high level skill building that enlisted veterans, 64% of whom are first generation college students. So that's like analytic reading, seminar participation, college level writing. Secondly, we teach what I'm going to call tactical level skill building. So that's objective number two. And that's study skills, time management. It's how to break apart a syllabus, note taking. Thirdly, we teach and we help with transitions.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you've heard from military members as far as transitioning from the military into a university setting?
Surprisingly, many of the challenges that enlisted veterans face are things that you wouldn't really think about off the top of your head. Time management is a big one. But then if you think a little bit harder about it or drill a little bit deeper, that kind of makes sense because folks have been told where to be, what time to be there, and what uniform to wear. So suddenly they get onto a college campus and they have, you know, the time management's totally on them. So time management's a big one. The other one is what we'll call, you know, researchers refer to as the imposter syndrome. That's like, okay, I'm not real sure what I'm doing, but here I am. They must have made a mistake in admitting me into this college. Everybody here is smarter than me. I'm not sure if I can do it. So it's a lack of confidence. They may be very, very confident in the skills and the job that they have in the military, and once they take that uniform off, there's a lot of self-doubt that comes into play.
What was it about the University of Arizona that led you to want to expand to this school?
First of all, Arizona is a great state for veterans. Many, many veterans choose Arizona as a place to be once their military service is over. So there's a huge veteran footprint in the state of Arizona. Secondly, the school itself reached out to us and was so supportive in our efforts and opened their arms, figuratively speaking, to bring us, you know, onto the campus. Thirdly, the University of Arizona is participating in this undergraduate STEM initiative that's being spearheaded by the Association of American Universities based out of Washington, D.C. So given that Warrior Scholar Project A would love to be in a state at a flagship campus where there are a lot of military veterans that choose that as their post-military home. B, that Warrior Scholar Project is starting to expand in the area of STEM. So we thought that Arizona would be a good place to start with a humanities program and then grow in the area of STEM for 2017. So it just, on many levels, the University of Arizona seemed like a great partner for our work.
Sid Ellington is the executive director of the Warrior Scholar Project, which this year added the University of Arizona. Sid, thanks a lot.
Thank you.